Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Things were pretty raw out on Duck Creek, northeast of Hettinger in Adams County in 1907, but the Milwaukee Railroad had arrived. Soon, over in Lemon on the South Dakota line, there was a flourishing newspaper, the State Line Herald, by which we know that the boys on Duck Creek, as the editor said, were singing some stanzas about their lives as homesteaders. Don't ask me my name, an old bachelor I am, and I bet all the same I've an elegant plan. You'll find me out west on the Duck Creek Plain, a starving to death on a government claim. Their stanzas sounded a lot like those penned by George Reichman near Westfield across the river in Emmons County in 1894. His chorus went, Hurrah for Emmons County, the land of the free, the home of the grasshopper, bedbug, and flea. I sing loud its praises, I sing loud its fame, while starving to death on a government claim. Reichman's ballad was published in the Emmons County Record on the 21st of September, 1894. By my paper trail, though, the ballad goes back further, through multiple states, ultimately to Lane County, Kansas, in about 1886, where they sang about the Lane County Bachelor. For there was a symbiotic relationship between the writers of ballads and the editors of newspapers on the homesteading frontier. The newspapers paid their bills by publishing homesteading notices, which were necessary for homesteaders to prove up their claims. Because they needed copy to fill out their columns, the editors published the ballads scrawled out and brought in by their local citizens. Consequently, I have quite a collection of homesteading ballads, hundreds of texts. Recently, at a conference in Sioux Falls devoted to the history of homesteading, I presented a catalog of 8 homesteading ballads, well-documented and worthy of remembrance. A canon, you might call it, in literary terms. I'll share it with you now. Little Old Sod Shanty on the Claim, the anthem of the plains, the homesteader's favorite. The Stern Old Bachelor, a comic song about a man alone on a homestead claim. The Kincaider's Song, a ballad from the Nebraska Sandhills, the only one in the canon written by a woman. The Homesteader's Lament, also known as the Lane County Bachelor. The Homesteader's Farewell, a lament by the same guy who wrote Stern Old Bachelor. After the Strip is Open, a song about the land rush in Oklahoma in 1893. Beulah Land, also known as Dakota Land or Kansas Land, and many other local variants. And, of course, Home on the Range, sung throughout the Great Plains, and actually a popular music contest song for high school boys in North Dakota in the 1930s. These are all folk songs, our songs. We hold them in common as people of the plains.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.